This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. What's left of Isaac is dribbling down out over the southeastern United States today, having brought with it wind and lots of water. We'll check in with our Missouri rancher Ken Lennox in just a minute about the benefits of a little bit of rain in the middle of a long, dry spell. First, though, oysters in New Orleans. Sal Sanseri runs P&J Oysters down in the Crescent City. We had him on Monday before Isaac hit. Thought we'd call him back up now that most of it's gone. Sal, good to talk to you again.
Glad to be here.
So, well, and you're there, right? I mean, that's a plus.
Well, exactly. It certainly could have been a whole lot worse.
So what was it like? I mean, did you guys lose power? How much business did you lose? You know.
Well, last day of business was Monday, so we went to work yesterday for a little bit. There were a few people open, surprisingly, but we don't have a lot of product. So that's going to be the interesting follow-up of the tale that will be told for this latest storm.
But talk to me about the oysters. I mean, can you get out there and look around and see how they're doing?
No, not yet. They will probably, because the winds are still up. So I would venture to say either tomorrow or the next day when the wind dies down that we'll be able to kind of get an idea what's up. Everything's closed right now. The state health department automatically shuts down after a storm like this.
Right. So the all the oyster beds and all the fishing and all that stuff.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Are you hearing anything from restaurateurs and stuff about people wanting to get back into business and coming to you?
Well, yeah. Like I said, yesterday we sold just a little bit, a couple of restaurants. And today, you know, it was, I'd say, about 12 restaurants were open, you know, ready to roll. And by Monday, they're all going to be demanding oysters, and we will have a limited supply. But yeah, they're wanting oysters.
Yeah. When you can finally get back in business, how long is it going to be before you're up at full production?
Again, it goes back to whether or not we open up Louisiana, because we cannot get Texas oysters right now because we certainly rely on our neighbors. But they don't have any. They have a red tide situation.
Oh, man.
Alabama and Mississippi don't have any. Now, Florida might have some for us that could help through this time.
Yeah. How much does, I guess we're going on, what, 4 days out of business, going on five now? How much is this going to cost you?
It's going to cost quite a bit. It all depends on when we're going to be able to get Louisiana product.
Do Louisiana oysters taste better?
Always. You know that. You've been here.
I have. It's been a long time, but I have. Well, good luck to you, Sal. Sal Sanseri at P&J Oysters in New Orleans. Sal, thanks a lot.
Appreciate you guys.